Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello,
mate.
How are you doing? You know that, Jack. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein Talks for the Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Yeah. Don't, of course, forget to check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside our brilliant co-host, Troy Deeney. Brilliant Troy Deeney.
You never say that about me, Steve. You never ever.
Yeah, I do.
Not to.
I say Candice with me, the brown-haired fella.
No. You never say.
Mate, don't worry, you know I love you.
I'm not happy, mate. Honestly, every time you ever. Not happy stinks, mate. Not happy.
Anyway, we begin with a massive night of knockout Champions League quarterfinal action with Pep's Man City up against Real Madrid and Mikel Arteta's Arsenal and their clash with Harold Kane's Bayern Munich.
Stinks hilariously. Both English clubs went out. They're both out stinks.
Back in again from Guerrero and a flying header gives Bayern Munich the lead. The Allianz Arena, the scene of big, significant defeats for Arsenal in the past. And is it going to be the scene of another European elimination now?
Joshua Kimmich comes off of Martinelli, who doesn't track his runner, and it's a really, really good header from Joshua Kimmich.
And that is that, and Arsenal are out. What a terrible, terrible week for the Gunners.
There was no intensity, there was no change in it, and if anything, it looked like Bayern was going to go on and get the second.
It wasn't the agonising defeats, the thrashing that they've suffered here in the past. But the pain will be just as raw.
Second half didn't really come out of any intensity. I think because of the game was 0-0 at halftime, they kind of thought, well, do you know what? The longer it goes on, we'll stay comfortable. And the moment that Bayern Munich got that goal from Joshua Kimmich, which was a really good header, Arsenal had not so much plan B, but there was no intensity, there was no change in it. And if anything, it looked like Bayern was going to go on and get the second. But for me, it was summed up that last little bit of the game, because they get a free kick in a really good area, and then Saka tries to take it quickly. It gets cut out and it goes for a corner. And then in the resulting corner, he doesn't beat the first man. It gets cleared. And that kind of summed up Saka's evening tonight.
Well, we haven't played in the competition for 7 years. We haven't been in this position for 14 years. There is a reason for it, you know. And we want to do everything fast forward, super quick, in one season. And I thought we had the capacity and the quality to win the semi-finals, because the margins have been very small. But those margins, some that are coming from something else that maybe we don't have yet, and we have to learn it. And when you look historically, all the clubs to get to certain stages, they took them 7, 8, some of them 10 years to do it. But today, that is not going to make us feel better, that's for sure.
TalkSport Daily.
Is Antonio Rudiger left out the second leg controversially last year in the semi-final to win the game and a place in the semis for Real Madrid. He steps up, right-footed, and slots it home, and Real Madrid win the quarter-final and knock out Manchester City on penalties. It's a defeat that brings down the curtain on the attempts of an historic double treble for Pep Guardiola and sends Madrid into the semi-finals again.
I would have preferred to win. First of all, congratulations to Real Madrid to reach the semi-finals. They defend so deep with incredible solidarity. So we did everything. I don't have absolutely any regret about what we have done. So always we try as a managers, and so create more and concede less in every single game, because we believe that that helps to be close to win, and we did everything. So defensively, offensively, they make a good goal. So two, three or four transitions, but it is normal in that level and the quality they have. But we play exceptional in all departments, in everything. And unfortunately, we could not win. So that's where it is.
TalkSport Daily.
Good evening and welcome to the Sports Bar with me, Jamie Hardy, over there. It's Jason Candy.
Has anyone seen Arsenal? Darren Bent, Perry Groves, Ganasaurus. Can you hear me, Ganasaurus? Your man took one hell of a beating. Thierry Henry, Ray Parler, Laura Woods, George Graham, Idris Elba, Ian Wright, Arsene Wenger's statue. Can you hear me, statue? Can you hear me, statue? Your man took one hell of a beating. The Prime Energy drink, Clock Kent, Mikel Arteta's hair dye, the Arsenal cameraman, the Arsenal cameraman, Finsbury Park, Highbury Stadium, Saka's limp, Saka's dive. Can you hear me? You always took one hell of a beating.
Whoa, Candy, don't go anywhere. We've got to roll it back, because there's another one coming your way. Good evening and welcome to the Sports Bar with me, Jamie Hara, and him over there, it's Jason Candy.
Has anyone seen Man City? The double treble. Can you hear me, double treble? You always took one hell of a beating. The empty head, 115 charges, the Moonchester mascot, Stuart Pearce, the Andale Shopping Centre, Vincent Company statue, Oasis. Can you hear me, Oasis? You always took one hell of a beating. Sarah Collins, Piccadilly Station, the Media City, the big ass opposite the Etihad, Jill Scott's coffee shop, Jackie Knuckles, Pep. Can you hear me? You always took one hell of a beating.
No introduction needed tonight. It's a huge night. It's your show. Get involved. We are taking your calls right until the end. 03 717 22 33 44. Wow. Let's go to Josh. He's an Arsenal fan. All right, Josh.
All right, Joshua.
Oh, yeah, how you doing, boys?
Josh, how
Josh,
you feeling?
Great night, mate.
Josh, how you feeling? Bad
not,
week.
Not good. Not good at all. I've been saying this since last season. I'm saying it again. Arteta's a fraud.
God, that's a bit harsh, mate. Oh, my word. No. First call.
No. He's been there, what, 4 or 5 years now? He's not won a single thing. We're playing in the Champions League quarter-final against Bayern Munich, who are not at their top form at the moment whatsoever. 15 points behind Bayer Leverkusen, and it's just... He's bringing on Eddie Nketiah. Like, these are the kind of things we need to look at before the season even started. We've got Saka's not playing well at all. He hasn't been good for the past month and a half.
Yeah, he's way off it.
And I'm just like thinking that Arteta just needs to get his head out and just like actually think about what he's going to do with the team.
You wouldn't want him out though, would you?
No, I do actually.
You want him sacked?
I don't know who he'd bring in, but like, I want him gone.
Josh,
he's been there what? Yeah, as I said, five years.
5 years now, right?
He won an FA Cup during COVID times, and that's about it. He hasn't
I'm sorry, right? As much as we like to have a bit of fun with this, I cannot believe that's your first or knee-jerk reaction to go for that, right? Clearly, tonight was a disappointing performance. They were over two legs. I had you all ends up to beat Bayern. I honestly did. I felt that I've seen Bayern, that you were too good for them, and you are a better side than them. And tonight, there were some frailties. Bayern got it tactically right tonight. You know, they sat, they made sure they frustrated.
Arsenal weren't good enough.
No, they weren't.
You got it tactically wrong.
I have to say, to go after Arteta.
Yeah, he got it wrong. He did.
I think he got it wrong. Like, how is Havertz playing 90 minutes there? The guy barely touched the ball.
I think you got to give Bayern. By the way, Eric Dyer, how good was he tonight?
Yeah, man of the match.
Yeah,
how
I know.
Was he?
I know. Spurs in Arsenal's head, rent free. They don't even play for Spurs anymore. Harry Kane and Eric Dyer, the best players on the pitch.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? Who would have said that at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, but the thing is, they may have won tonight, but they won't be winning anything come the end of the season.
They're in the semis.
Yeah, but they're through, though, Josh. They're through, and you're out.
Yeah, they're through, and we're out. But they'll lose to Real Madrid in the next round.
The bitterness there.
Josh, thanks for your call, mate. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Dan, who's a Man City fan. Danny
boy.
Well, Dan. Boy, can you hear me?
Oh, Danny boy.
Danny. Did not see that.
I tell you what, I like the intro, but I don't like it when it's against us, unfortunately. There's a couple of things I just wanted to point out tonight. I think if we took our chances, KDB and Allen, we probably would have won that. But the kind of thing overall is that it's kind of been the same all season, where the fluidity is just lacking a bit. You know, we got rid of Gundogan and Mahrez, replaced them with some, I mean, they're pretty decent players, but it's just that kind of knack of trying to, you know, build the build-up play where players know where they're running to and all that sort of stuff. It's just been the same all season where it's just not as fluid as we should be, really, especially against a team like that.
Look, I have to say tonight, Pep, again, I know Haaland wasn't having the best of games, but take him off, take De Bruyne off, the game was looking like it was going to penalties. You take two of your best penalty takers off. Your fifth best penalty taker's the keeper.
He's scratching around for penalty takers, isn't he? That's what's happened.
Like, he's got it wrong. He's leaving Kovacic on to take a pen.
Yeah, the last thing we wanted is to go to penalties, and that was my heart was in my mouth.
Take Haaland and De Bruyne off.
I suppose.
You take them off, but. The thing is, there was parts of that game where De Bruyne was holding his hamstring near the end of the second half, I would say. Again, with Haaland, it's one of them where they were defensively so good that it needs somebody like Alvarez to come in and try and break the line and try and run between the defenders. You know, how many chances can you try and get to Haaland where it's either been punted up in the air, or especially that one where he should have really tapped it in, but, you know, it's gone straight over the bar.
I think, we're talking at the English side, but Real Madrid tonight, yeah, they were camped in, but you've got to hand it to Ancelotti, mate. To what he did there today, they had their pants pulled down last year. That weren't going to happen again tonight, and he made sure it didn't. They had chances, City, couldn't quite break through enough. I mean, De Bruyne's got a chance there with
Madrid
his...
Madrid were dead on their feet, mate.
They were.
Man City should have put... They should have won that game.
But extra time...
It's a bad result.
I felt City extra time took their foot off. They obviously... They played 90 minutes. There's clearly an environment in there where it can sap your energy. So in the extra time, I don't really... Man City did do it, create a huge amount.
No, they were dead on their feet. But, you know... Real Madrid. Yeah, but Real Madrid were camped in.
They got know-how, mate, and they Real Madrid.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, there's 99 days to go until the start of the Paris Olympics 2024. 100 days yesterday, Stinks. 100 days.
Get our numbers work. I'm guessing there'll be 98 tomorrow.
And Kylian Mbappe has revealed that he has spoken to PSG about participating. Really?
Here's Simon Jordan and Danny Murphy having a barney over footballers wanting to go and play for an Olympic medal.
If this is billed in a certain way, and you do get elite athletes performing in the sports, in tennis, you've certainly seen the top tennis players going playing, and it's they attach value to it. And there is some value to this. And Olympic gold still have significant representation. And
not in football. It doesn't mean
well, they don't because it's not categorised that way. But you're sort of scoffing about the idea that Mbappe is suggesting that he wants to play. And I don't understand...
Well, no, he might want to play. Fair enough. It's up to him. Everyone's individual.
And it will be up to him.
The majority of footballers I grew up with and played with... the last thing they'd want to be doing in the summer is going to play in the Olympics.
Actually, I think that's a rather myopic, one-dimensional attitude because I understand that traditionally you look at the fact that, you know, playing for your country... But these are not excluded from that. This is not a mutually exclusive situation where you play for your country and subsequently you play for Team GB. If you get a chance to win an Olympic gold in anything, because of the cachet of the Olympics, I would have thought that most significant footballers... would have felt that that's another opportunity to be recognised for something rather unique.
Now, staying with the Olympics, TalkSport has spoken to one of Britain's most famous female athletes, Dame Kelly Holmes, who won double Olympic gold at the Games in Athens 20 years ago,
wow.
Mate. Where's that gone?
That's only about 12. That's unbelievable.
You've aged well, mate. Kelly says winning all those medals still fills her with pride.
You never forget it, and I can honestly still sit here saying I have no idea how I won the 800 metres. I still don't know, but I did. And then the 1500, you know, even though it's 20 years since I won it, it took 20 years of dreaming to get there. So for me, it's been part of my whole life and DNA all this time, so it means as much now as it did back then. It was never, ever about anything but getting that medal around my neck. You know, there was no other what it comes off of it. It was all about pride and representing my country and standing on the rostrum and national anthem played and, you know, flag flying. But I think the world's moved on, and as long as the drug testing is in place and absolutely rigorous so that people aren't doing it and cheating just to get some money and financial gain, I think we have to move our sport on, and actually athletics needs to change.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, the latest episode of Talk Boxing with Simon Jordan and Spencer Oliver is live now. and on the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel.
Yeah, this week the boys look back at Tyson Fury's press conference ahead of his undisputed heavyweight clash with Alexander Usyk in 4 weeks' time.
I think he'll be ready for the Usyk fight.
Yeah.
And you'll see the best version of Tyson Fury and all the arguments about whether he stands in the middle of the ring and trades now because his legs can't take it, or he doesn't physically condition himself, or this, that and the other. I think they'll all fall away. I think that it's like he rises to the opposition. I think he took Ngannou too lightly. I don't think he'll take Usyk too lightly. But what I really like was the humour, you know, this idea that he's going to fight 10 times. He's sending himself up a little bit. I'll fight this person. I might even give old Deontay Wilder a chance.
Yeah.
I'll fight this
person. He's got Joe Joyce.
But the one I like,
Anthony Joshua
the humour, Moses Atuma. Oh, I'm not having him.
Yeah,
I thought that was the thing that I took away from it, going, oh, you're so relaxed and you're so comfortable in your space and your skin right now that I like this version of you.
Yeah.
I think you're ready to go.
Yeah.
And I think the more Tyson Fury is ready to go, the more ominous that is for Alexander Usyk.
TalkSport Daily.
Here's a defiant Hammers gaffer, David Moyes, ahead of their Europa League quarterfinal second leg against Leverkusen tonight, live on TalkSport 2. He was asked about the competition affecting his future at the club. Here's his response.
No, I don't think so at all. Let's not get a bearing on my decision. No, let's be fair. It wasn't too long that we were talking about trying to avoid relegation. You never know in football how the games are going to go. Obviously, we have to do a really good job on them if we can. We've done a good job in the first game, not quite enough. And it's the thing when you play the big teams, you play Arsenals or Man Cities of this world, you have to find ways of trying to get results. And we tried very hard last week, we came close, and we'll try again this week.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And we finish with Big Al, Mr. Brazil, with Ali, little Ali, talking about Rory McIlroy when being asked whether Mo Salah will go to Saudi Arabia.
Does it just seem right that this summer, if a big offer comes in from Saudi, they all shake hands and say, thanks for your service, off you go?
I see Rory in the paper today denying talking about Saudi, because they are hinting that he might change his mind. But he's denying it today, isn't he?
He is indeed, yeah. He's very much denying
that. Who's he signing for? El Atifak or something like that, Rory, is he?
We're talking about hundreds of millions.
He's lost his marbles there, Sam.
I asked a question about Mo Salah.
No, Lev, he's talking about joining Lev.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the Talks About Wherever You Get Your Podcast From. I'm back today on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show alongside prop co-host Troy Deeney, superstar. Good player. Good on the Deeney.
Yeah. What about the other day when I filled in for...
Oh, the other day when I had Paul Lindsay.
Stinks. Last Tuesday, a couple of days ago.
Last week.
No, Stinks. When I turned up.
Oh, Gab.
No, when I... When Gabby...
Yeah, don't show me.
No, you've forgotten already.
Oh, yeah.
You're not actually...
that showing out.
You're absolutely mate. Honestly. I'm back on the sports bar from 10 tonight. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily problems there. Our first thing in the morning. Make sure you hit the 5-star. Just do it. Subscribe.
Yeah.
Do all that. Like.
Yeah.
Love it. Do what you like.
Yeah.
Just keep old bashing.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.